This weekend, championship hockey going on, and I'm sure probably as a team, maybe they were watching the game together as the ACAC Women's Championship Series goes this weekend. Grant McEwen's taking on Nate in a crosstown rival, and we're joined by Lindsay McAlpine, Grant McEwen Griffin's head coach. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you, Jason?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Now, did you guys get together as a team and watch the game today?
We did, actually, yes. It was exciting. We watched it down at downtown at one of the pubs.
Okay, nice. And obviously, a former alumni, Grant McEwen, Shannon Zabados, was outstanding in between the pipes.
She was, yeah, she was excellent.
Lindsay, when as a coach, when you're watching that and you look at the girls, and a lot of them maybe, you know, still some trying to aspire to get to that level or maybe just enjoy it for what it is, do you take things out of those games to try to implement for your girls?
Yeah, I think you always learn as a coach watching, you know, the next level for yourselves. And I think our girls do as well. And I think kind of the biggest thing was just the inspiration and kind of that emotional, again, inspiration heading into our Olympics tomorrow.
When you look at the advancement in the women's game, what has been the biggest improvement overall, do you think, in the women's game the last 5 years?
You know, I think just the continued overall speed and strength of the athletes. I think, you know, the increased off-ice training, and I think you can just see it on the ice.
Lindsay, how do you guys match up against Nate?
I think in the regular season, we kind of have their number. That being said, Nate's a phenomenal program. Great leadership from the top down over there. And I think it's going to be a really hard-fought battle for the victory.
When you mentioned you've had your number in the regular season, I'm sure you watch the Olympics and say, wow, the Americans had won, I think, four games going into that tournament. And that's what's great about hockey is it really doesn't change. But what have you guys done, or you girls done this year that matched up well against Nate? Was it your offensive attack? Was it your defensive system? What do you think gave them problems?
You know what? It was just our speed. I think Nate dominates us a little bit physically in the rink. And when our speed game is on, then we end up coming up with the win.
I had a lot of people texting my show today when they were watching the game said, I thought body contact wasn't allowed in women's hockey. And it isn't the big body checks, but it seems like the officials, and I don't know if they're taught that or you're coached it, that you're allowed to kind of rub out as long as it's not contact. How is that actually defined in the women's rule book?
You know, I think there's no physicality or no open ice contact.
Okay.
I think anything along the boards has almost become fair game, especially in the level of Canada-US.
Okay. Now, is it at the ACAC, is that the same, or is any contact on the boards whistled?
No, it's very similar. Again, it's, you know, are your feet moving? Are you going in kind of with the player rather than going against the grain and kind of taking her out into a full body check?
Okay. Now, my big concern in men's hockey and at a lot of the amateur levels is so much of the focus on the defensive game. Have you girls avoided that, Lindsay, to not just go to the easy common denominator, which is coach defense, and not offense? Do you play an attacking style rather than a sit-back style?
Yeah, we do actually play a very aggressive forecheck, but again, we do really concentrate on the defensive side of things. And, you know, like the old saying, defense wins championships. I think that's still a huge part of the female game.
What time is puck drop this weekend?
Puck drop is tomorrow night at 8:15 at Confederation Arena and 7 p.m. at Nate on Saturday.
Well, best of luck, Lindsay, a crosstown rival. It's always good to have a big rivalry game today. I'm sure the girls will be fired up for the championship.
Absolutely,
best of luck.
I hope so. Thanks so much, Jason.